Anything come out recently related to management of indolent lymphoma?
The main questions with indolent lymphoma, I think if you're giving chemotherapy, you give rituximab. I think the main questions out there are, do we use maintenance rituximab after chemo-R? I think most people are using concurrent chemo-R if they're giving chemotherapy to patients. And the question there really is, and there are European studies looking at chemo-R plus minus maintenance, and I think those are important questions, particularly looking at a longer-term view. I think in upfront patients, issues remain how long do you watch and wait people, the role of single-agent rituximab in one of various different ways. I think we're going to have some interesting data later this year on the vaccine trials, which is a big area of interest for many patients and clinicians. We have a couple of phase 3 trials that we should have data looking at idiotype vaccination after either rituximab or CVP chemotherapy, and I think that will be very interesting if those data are positive, how we integrate vaccine therapy into the widespread use of rituximab down the line. So I think if those trials are positive, we may have a lot to confront from the standpoint of, do we use a vaccine? Do we use rituximab? Do we use them both? How do we sequence them and use them together? We have very little data at this point on that.
Any thoughts about how you think it needs to play out or should play out?
Well, should play out is obviously randomized trials to look at these things. And the challenge is that obviously those are many-year endeavors. And if you're trying to take something like RCVP with maintenance that gives you a very high response rate and a several-year progression-free survival, and you try to say, well, what's the role of a vaccine there? I don't know that that's even a doable study just because of the logistics involved and so on. I think the biggest thing, frankly, is going to come down to what's the magnitude of the vaccine benefit. And I think if the vaccine benefit is comparable to what we're seeing with maintenance rituximab, then I think that's going to be a very interesting question. And there may be some people who start with a vaccine and go to rituximab or more rituximab intensive therapy later. I think if the vaccine data are more marginal, certainly we have good data in many trials on rituximab with chemo, and I think it's going to be a little harder. It's really going to be a matter of fitting the vaccine around our current rituximab-containing regimens.